Okay. Guess we, Bill, is that you who just joined us? All right, guess we'll have to wait in an answer to that one. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I think that this committee should come up with something regarding ads and so forth. But also, I'm looking through the Pacifica finance policy, and I know it hasn't been totally updated, but I don't see the distinctions drawn that clearly I think as a matter of policy needs to be defined, and I would think, obviously not at this meeting, but that we put it on our list of to-do things, which is to so that we're all on the same page as to how income is counted. The other thing is that when this was last updated, which was October 7th, most of the stations probably were not as active on website donations. And I know here at KPFK, I would like us to go by way of putting like a little, and Michael has recommended this initially, putting a little donation cut by each program. I personally feel like donating when I hear something exciting, not necessarily doing a fund drive. And I doubt that I'm alone in that, and that would be, I think, very beneficial, but it would be outside of a fund drive. So how we define donations, I think as a network, all the stations need to be clear on how it's broken down in terms of listener support, because in terms of the audit, everything is listener support. I was just reading this finance policy. But anyway, so I say for a future meeting, let's deal with that, and let's also deal with the ad situation. I don't think unpaid is a problem, but paid should be not necessarily a problem, but something that we would need guidelines about.
Adriana?
Okay, so we are at time on the KPFT financial statements discussion. And if someone wants to move to extend time, we can do that. We do have four more units to get through tonight.
This is Shereen.
Yes, Shereen.
Can we make a motion just really quickly and maybe create a work group? Well, the motion would be to create a work group of this committee to...
You can't make a motion if we don't extend time on the item.
Right, yes, so let's extend for 3 minutes.
For 3 minutes. Is there any objection to extending discussion of KPFT for 3 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended till 19 past. Serene?
Okay, and the motion, thanks. The motion would be that the NFC creates a work group consisting of volunteers from the NFC and the Programming Committee, the PMB Programming Committee, to prepare guidelines, to draft guidelines, please don't ask me to repeat this, to draft guidelines with regard to website advertising for Pacifica stations.
Serene, can you submit that in writing, please? Are you in a position to submit that in writing?
I am not. I'm not
okay.
On my side.
Let me read what I have.
Perfect. Thanks, Paul.
That the NFC create a working group consisting of volunteers from the NFC and the Programming Committee to draft guidelines with regard to website advertising at Pacifica stations.
What was just the last few words you said?
With regard to website advertising at Pacifica stations.
Thanks.
Okay, so, and basically your intention is that whoever signs up, whoever shows up as part of the working group, it doesn't have a formal membership?
Right, right.
It's Bill.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
I heard Bill, then I heard Lydia. We have 2 minutes left. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, it would be nice to get input from GMs who have done something like this on before. I don't know what's been done at other stations. And so I think it would be helpful to include them or somehow get their input, probably at the beginning of this process.
Lydia?
Yeah, I object to having all of these different elements. This is the Finance Committee, so I think that specifically what we were discussing before is the delineation of the income. Is what is considered listener income, how does that differ from what we consider as listener income and so forth that determines our fund drive goals, all of that. Those are all the financial aspects of it. And I would like to see us narrowly focused on that first, and then the other issues. Otherwise, it's getting too global. And I agree that those other issues need to be dealt with. There's no reason not to raise that at the programming committee or to ask the executive director, to ask the GMs and so forth. But I don't see... I'm
going to
vote.
Adriana?
Okay. We're at time on our extension, so that means we move to a vote. I'll take Lydia's remarks as an objection, which means we'll need a roll call. Arfal? This is on Serene's motion to create a joint working group with the programming committee.
Why don't I read it?
To draft guidelines for website advertising.
Well, the wording is that the NFC create a working group consisting of volunteers from the NFC and the programming committee to draft guidelines with regard to website advertising at Pacifica stations. Lydia Brazon.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No. Needs more work.
Brian Edwards Steekert?
No.
R. Paul Martin? Abstain. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
Barbara Whipperman? Okay. 1-4, 5 against, 3 abstentions.
Motion fails. We're on to review of the WPFW financials. You'll have to skip ahead one tab in your spreadsheet. Nancy, have you had a time to look these over since they sent them out?
Hi, yes. Yes, uh-huh.
Great. Can you take us on the spin?
Sorry? Oh. Sorry? What did you ask?
I said, can you take us on a quick spin through the numbers?
Okay. So we figured out why the June numbers were lower than what we had. We think it's due to our using our restricted funds for moving, for moving expenses, and it was $37,000, and we had around $77,000. That makes about what we sent from the restricted funds. In July... it's short, I think, because of some major donations that we got of around $11,000, and I don't know why they're not on there yet, but we're looking into it. And that would bring us close to, for July, that would bring us close to what we were budgeted, and would put June over. Still doesn't make up for the shortfall in May. Let's see. In August, we're in the middle of a fund drive now, and our goal is $120,000, and we've had a week, and we've made about $40,000 so far, and we expect it to pick up the second week, and we also expect it to pick up on the weekend. And so we're expecting, you know, around $80,000 to $100,000, I think, for our meeting our goal there. And we had a blues festival, which netted $11,000. And we've been working on cutting costs. We've we've moved out of a storage area that we don't need anymore because now we have lots of space, and we're trying to capitalize on our studio, having other people use it. We have, you know, we're working on getting some money from that. We fully realize that we are behind the eight ball. We're working on different things, and the local station board recently had a fundraising retreat to generate some ideas on, you know, how we can generate some more funds. So we're all very acutely aware of that we're behind in the station. Fortunately, our expenses are lower as well. Oh, and there is one other thing that's missing from our expenses, and that is the rent that we receive from our subleaser. And I don't see a miscellaneous row on our spreadsheet like I saw on some others. Maybe that's where it would go. I don't know where it would go.
Goes to the NL, I think, right?
That's kind of where we are. We're working on straightening out our payables, which we recently got major payables from Markeisha, which look to be very out of date. There's nothing that's current, and it looks like some of the old stuff has already been paid, so we're trying to figure out where we are on that. And I really have to applaud Lydia for bringing up the issue of having everybody on the same page with respect to terminology and how all of this is done, because it's really confusing, and Adriana was saying that, you know, you can't see the documents that you need to see so that you can kind of, you know, see where the money is that people said was going to be there, that, you know, it's not showing up on the spreadsheets. We need a business manager too. I believe we're working on getting a business manager soon, and hopefully that will help. So, I'm fully behind doing something like Lydia suggests.
Okay, questions on WPFW? I'll take a snack.
R. Paul,
who else?
Michael.
R. Paul and Michael, who else? All right, I'll throw myself on at the end. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, very fast. You're saying your weekends do better than the weekdays?
Yeah, our weekends, I looked at some past fundraisers, and they make almost double what 5 days of the weekend make.
Okay,
I'm sorry, not double. They make almost the same thing as the 5 days of the weekend. So if all 5 days of the weekend make like 40,000, we make 40,000 on 2 days of the weekend.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's because at BAI, our weekends are a slump. All right.
Really? Thanks. Uh-huh.
Okay, Michael?
I was going to comment about the subcarrier income. My understanding is that's still most of the national office, right? We haven't done anything with that. What do you do with that motion?
That's correct. It's recorded.
What about the subcarrier? What about the subcarrier motion?
There is a motion to change how we deal with subcarrier income, but right now I think it still goes to the national office.
That's what I heard. Yeah, we were wondering why we don't get credit for that. And we were wondering how much they get. And
I think I sent, last month I sent out a list. Didn't I send out a list from the National Office?
Yes, you did. And we were
should be a station-by-station list you have somewhere in your inbox.
That's what that was. All right, thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's called SCA.
Okay, and I'm last. I just kind of want to get right to the bottom line. So this is showing, you know, after 10 months of the fiscal year, WPFW is $191,000 worth of budget. and worse than budget, rather, I heard you mention things that seem like a lot smaller, like $11,000 from a blues festival. I mean, are all the things you're talking about cumulatively enough to change the big picture, or is there a structural problem at WPFW?
Well, let me see. What number are you talking about? I just want to make sure. Because I know that the number, net number, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's row 139, net income, net loss, and column AG, variance versus budget, is negative 191,000.
Oh, sorry, 191. I don't have anything on 191.
So she was
sorry, it's row 139, and the variance is 191,000. It's the net income line, the very bottom line of the spreadsheet.
Net income, okay.
I see entirely different line numbers on mine, like 165 for net income.
I don't even have anything. I don't think this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pulled up the June spreadsheet to straighten out KPFK's numbers, and that's what I was looking at.
Net income. Okay, I see. 190.
So for July, it's well 165, and the variance is 196,000. Negative.
I see net income parentheses loss. That's 140, line 145 for me. And July is paren 24,960, and for the year to date is 78,759 for net income, net loss.
But the year to date budget is positive 117. Because you're supposed to have enough money after your summer fund drive to get you through August and September.
I have 116 as the net as the year-to-date budget.
Right. So the negative variance is 196,000.
Okay. I have 195,356. I don't know if.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. The type's too small on my screen. That's a 5.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, so, number one, our expenses are lower by about $40,000. And our income is higher than it says on here by at least $60,000. So I think that the number is closer to negative 95,000.
How this, Evan, how's that again? The income is higher, the actual income is higher than recorded?
Yes.
Because we record the income as cash is received. So if the actual is higher by 60,000, I do not know what happened to the 60,000 cash, which should have been recorded also in the bank, which should have been collected and deposited in the bank.
Yeah, well, again, I haven't been able to see the bank statement, so I don't know. So, you know, I do know that for June, we used $40,000 from our restricted funds, and it is not showing on this spreadsheet.
What I mean is our income is recorded on cash basis. So if you are saying that the supposed income is 60,000 higher, then that means there is 60,000 cash which is missing or not yet deposited or whatever.
But Efren, if they used money from their restricted account, it should be an income as restricted assets released from restrictions. Right.
Sorry.
That wouldn't be cash in.
The listener support.
Okay, you're just talking about listener support.
Oh. Okay.
And also for July, and also for, yeah, for July, we had some major donors that came up to about 11,000. And for August, well, that's August, but August is going to be higher. But
Efren, it looks like the numbers from Great Plains don't have income on any line other than listener support.
Depends on what this is KPFT, so Markeisha.
No, this is WPFW.
I mean WPFW, so it depends on what Markeisha is recording as income. Because the Great Plains will show only what is recorded. What I mean to say is, if some items which should be classified under other revenue item is entered as listener support, then the Great Plains will, of course, show the total under listener support. It all depends on how the business manager records the transaction.
So you're saying that the Great Plains shows all the income, regardless of where it's from, as listener support?
Yeah, if Markeisha recorded them under listener support, let's say it's a major donor income, but it happened to be recorded by the business manager under listener support, then it will be shown under listener support.
Last month, the only thing that was on this income statement was listener support. And this month, it's broken down. I see different categories with numbers in them this month. And, you know, I don't know where those came from. I need to verify, you know, where does this grant income money come from? You know, I know that we had a community event in March February that netted about 9,000, and so that makes sense for March to have 10,000 community event money there. And so, last month there wasn't anything showing, and this month we got stuff that's showing, and because we don't have a business manager and our current part-time business manager is only there in the evenings, not all the time. We're still trying to, you know, we're getting there slowly, but we're trying to figure out what everything is. And so, you know, so we know where we are, so we know where we need to, you know, see if we really do owe so much money and if we really have entered in all the money that we received, and, you know, where is the miscommunication in this information? That there's some kind of miscommunication in this.
Yeah, it's really important for a business manager to be residing in the same place where the station is.
Right. Sorry, folks, I want to get us back to the bottom line here. I mean, even if the income's off by as much as 60,000, the bottom line, that still leaves the bottom line behind budget by 130. And we know WPFW hasn't been able to pay its central services for quite some time.
I think it's been like a month.
3 months.
Yeah. I don't think it's been 3 months, but I'll check on that.
There were some problems last year, too, right? Isn't that why there was
supposed
to be a surplus in the budget?
I think that, let's see, June...
June, July, August. The national money is, the outstanding central services from all stations is, including August, is $357,000.
Right. We're just talking about WPFW right now.
Yeah, it's 3 months. Oh, 2 months, if we because I included August. So it's $30,614.
Okay.
And is W in arrears on benefits billbacks?
In July, they paid $5,000.
Yeah. So were we owe about two or three on that, I think? Is that right, Efren? We owe about $2,000 or $3,000 on the benefits, on the health benefits?
Balance is about $3,000 on the benefits.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we're out of time, so I just want to. I hope, as you all are drawing up your budget, that you're looking at WPFW's overall structure, because, you know, accounting quibbles aside, it is all describing a significant structural deficit and a station that's not keeping up with its bills right now. The next tab we have is WBAI. That's left one tab in your web spreadsheet. Paul, have you had time to look these over?
Yeah.
You want to take us on a quick spin?
Okay, let me bring up my thing here. Okay. First of all, our general manager does not, well, he didn't see this latest one yet, but he's at our last local finance committee meeting. He disagreed with the June statement and said it was inaccurate. And this one is has some interesting bits to it. For listener support, we are being listed as being $254,000 worse than budget. And in looking at this, I strongly suspect that lumping other revenue streams into listener support is still happening to at least some degree. Grants income is being listed as $76,500 short. Now, this is something that we're wondering about here, because we're being told that we're getting grant income, and it says here we got 11,000 so far year to date in FY16, and management seems to be saying we got more than that. So I don't know. That's a question right there. The website is underperforming by about $68,000, and I think that's just. If that's correct, then we have overestimated something. The general manager was talking about getting ads on the website, too. I do not think that has happened yet. We see a major donor line of only $1,520, and this is at variance with what we've been told also. We've been told we've gotten more, significantly more major donor income than that. Let's see.
Paul, it's pretty clear to me looking at the numbers that some of your income's either missing or miscategorized. So I'd be more curious. I think it'd be more useful to us to know whether BAI management thinks the total revenue figure is off rather than the specific categories. It's showing total revenue worse than budget by $635,000.
Yeah. The general manager is, there were some spreadsheets put out by the general manager, and there were some flaws found in his spreadsheet, and so I'm going to switch glasses here and look at the paper, so hold one second. Okay. And the general manager, let's see here, is generally saying that things are better than that, but he can't say precisely how much better he can call it, because...
Well, if you have his spreadsheet, how much income is he saying BAI has through July?
It's not like that. He hasn't presented it like that. He has presented a couple of different things. And let's see, what is this one here? This is from Pacifica. And we're not getting, a spreadsheet like an income statement or something. We're getting something he's calling a balance sheet there, and Oh, God. Hold on a second. My eyes are not working well tonight. And I'm switching more glasses. Let's see. Does he have anything for... Okay, listener support. Listener support, he has 1,208 and change. And that's very close to the listener support on the National Office spreadsheet. It's very
within
close
a tenth of a percentage point.
Hold on. Say again?
It's within one-tenth of 1%.
Yes, I'm saying very close. So there is that. Now, but some of these other figures are at variance with what he has said. Like, for instance, the grant income has to be off by a minimum of 10 grand or more. And, you know, so I'm wondering here. And he again has said that he has disagreements with the National Office spreadsheet from June, because that was the last thing we had. Okay. Other stuff in here. Personnel costs are worse than budget by 41 grand, basically. And I don't know why that is. We'll be having a meeting on September 3rd, and the general manager is still working on the QuickBooks. And you weren't here for the last meeting. So general manager is using QuickBooks, and he has three, I think it is, interns working on him. And he says by September 3rd, he should really have it, and, you know, he'll have good numbers for us. So there's that. Our total operating expenses are better than budget by $107,000. And I wonder, you know, given how things are working here, I'm wondering if that's true. Good if it's true, I don't know. The central services are, of course, an accrued fantasy in this spreadsheet. The general manager has told us it is BAI is off on it's behind on central services by $110,000. Gross salaries are worse than budget by $53,000. Health benefits are showing up less than budgeted, which is interesting. I'm seeing local board and election expenses $2,000 in July, and I do not know what that might have been for. Well, we get to them a week from Thursday. I will absolutely be asking that question.
That's the election supervisor.
Oh, we've paid our share of one of those bills that came in from the NES. Is that it?
Yeah, you have an election supervisor. Everyone has an election supervisor.
Yes. So this
all the statement means is you've been billed. It doesn't mean you've paid, necessarily.
Okay, see? There we are. Consultants is worse than budget by almost $37,000, and I've been asking about consultants, and I've not gotten an answer yet. I am hoping to get one soon. I'm also going to look at... I'm going to ask general manager if office supplies really are worse by $28,000. I don't know what might be in that at $28,000 because, you know, the office supplies can't be that much. We haven't got that much office unless something else is being put in that line. Credit card fees are off by $9,000. It's not a big item, but I have to wonder why. There's a reference to craft fair income, and we don't have a craft fair. If this is ticket donations, I think that number is wrong. The total revenue is off by $635,000, if we can believe that. And tower rental... I don't know what those numbers are. They don't jibe with any of the numbers we have. They're not the deferred payment numbers. nor are they the
official
list numbers. What?
This is the actual bill, which were accrued by Marquesia.
Okay, that's
wrong.
You may
be paying less, but these are the actual amounts that you are incurring.
That looks wrong. That looks a little high. All right, we can look at that again, but...
Paul, can you give us a row number so we can follow along with you?
Row number. Okay, well, let me go to that. Tower is... one second. Tower is 128. It's 128. And you see it's about 45 and change, and that's kind of high for the difference.
What
for the deferred difference?
May I know what is 128,000? Is that your rent expense?
The 128 is the line number. The line number in the spreadsheet, line number, row number 128 is rent expense tower.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 45 number looks about on the area of 8,000 higher than it seems to have been from what I know. Anyway, so if it is the accrued, it still needs to be looked at because it looks high. Community events is very low on this. This is, we have had a whole bunch of community events, some of which I'm trying to find out about because we have some questions about how much we're getting from some of these. We have some questions about who's getting what percentage, because we're doing this with BAI doesn't get all of it. It's in cooperation with some entity. And so, it says here for year-to-date FY15, row 15, $600. That can't be right. So that's a question I have right there. And the spreadsheet is carrying the actual net loss, the bottom line, of $375,624 off. And that means it's worse than budgeted by $527,000. So this is some of what we're looking at. And again, we are still awaiting the real spreadsheets out of management that will, we hope, match the income statement from the national office, and then we'll be able to do a comparison of each one in a coherent manner, and that will be good. Plus, we'll have, I hope, some questions answered.
Yeah, can I comment?
That's BAI.
Yeah, okay, can I comment?
Sure, go ahead, Efren.
Yeah. This, because he mentioned that he is waiting for like a final summary of income and expenses, because basically this is all that national office can provide the stations. Now, to avoid these variances, what I would suggest is for Berthold, instead of using QuickBooks, he has to learn Great Plains. I can teach him even by phone. It is not really that difficult. So I hope someday we will find the time, both of us will find the time, so I can teach him, because he has to stop using QuickBooks. Because Marquesia is recording the transactions in the Great Plains.
Right. Well, I think that would be a great conversation for the two of you to have. I'm pretty sure our auditors agree with you. Anybody else have questions on BAI?
Adriana,
who else?
Nancy.
I've got Adriana and Nancy. Anyone else?
Michael.
Adriana, Nancy, and Michael. Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah. I'm very sorry, but I'm so, so confused. During the whole meeting, we are listening to treasurers that cannot answer what the land means. People recording having doubts in some occasions, the income is being doubled. What I don't understand, if I were just a listener and listening to this meeting, I would say, we don't have a clue. The numbers could be right, or could be that they are totally wrong. What are we doing? You know, I cannot understand managers that say, you know, I don't have a business manager. I don't know who the business manager is. I don't even see my bank statement. You know, the national office, if we say, I rely on whatever they put there, I understand that. But what is telling me that I'm listening is we don't have a clue what those numbers mean. Or we immediately change this. Or really, here is exactly the problem. We don't have a real knowledge that what is happening since the financial point of view. In some cases, the stations know. Some other cases, the stations don't have a clue. They even use different systems than the one that they are using the national office. And in the meantime, can we go, all of us, invitation in the meantime? And then don't worry anymore and let everything die? I mean, I don't understand. We are not fixing anything. I don't know if all of you have the same feeling that I'm having, but I don't want even to ask questions because I'm asking questions about a bunch of issues that are like something painting in a piece of paper. Nothing is telling me that even the terminology that we use has nothing to do with what we use in accounting. Everybody uses whatever, in what income we put advertising. Down there we have something else. What are we talking about? When are we solving this? We will not have the answers. We keep looking at these pieces of paper and asking questions that means nothing, because those numbers till now mean exactly nothing. I'm really aggravated. I'm sorry, Brian, but that's the way that I feel. And I don't know if everybody's having the same feeling. We are trying our best, but we don't have the information. It's wrong. Sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes it's duplicate. Sometimes it's missing. That is my feeling.
Yeah, we understand your frustration.
Hold up. We're past time on WBAI. If you all want to keep talking about WBAI, and it is the largest deficit in the network, I'll need a motion to extend time on this item. Anybody?
Bill, I'll extend time. 5 minutes.
Bill Crozier moved 5-minute extension. Is there any objection? Okay, that'll take us to 1 past the hour. Next person I have on stack is Nancy. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I had a question about something our Paul and Efren maybe said about a couple of expenses here. I think one of them was the rent expense, and there was another one that was an expense. He said that the number on this spreadsheet is what has been billed, not what has been paid. Did I understand that correctly? And if
yeah.
So,
yes, correct. That is accrual
Then how can this be an actual if it hasn't been paid?
We use accrual basis accounting, Nancy. It's
meaning what is expense that is incurred. You incurred it, but you have not yet paid.
That's all expenses are like that.
Nancy, you will discover that a lot of these things are a mix of accrual and cash, and you gotta ask specific questions, and and you'll find out. Like central services, it can look like it's being paid, but it's an accrual, and then next to that you'll have something else, and that's a cash expense. And so unfortunately, that's the way this thing works.
I would like to clarify. Income is cash basis. If we receive cash, then that is the income.
Listener support is cash basis, Efren.
Yeah.
Not all
yeah.
income.
Yeah. But yeah, in cash basis for the income. Right now, for the expenses, it is accrual. Meaning, if you rent a space, I rent my apartment, let's say I pay 1,000 and I did not pay, still, that is my expense, but I have not yet paid it. Something like that. So for expenses, it is accrual. Central services is also accrual.
Right.
You had paid or not the national office, that is reflected in your, in the station's income statement. They are the basic
what about
items.
What about
right.
office?
Sorry, what was the question, Nancy? What about what?
Office expenses.
All expenses are accrual-based. It means they get recorded when they come due, whether they're paid or not. If you're looking to figure out what hasn't been paid or how much hasn't been paid, you'll need a balance sheet. And if you want to look at what hasn't been paid, it's a statement of cash flows or a list of payables, a payables aging. Next on the list is Michael.
Thank you. Well, it's not the same point, because I do think that, for example, on the KPFK issues, that when we don't pay for premiums that we promised, it's not entered. So that, to me, is not accrual. So I think I had a motion earlier, and I'm not sure what happened to it. Maybe got deferred or something. That all the units we recognize in PMB that they direct, the executive director of all units function on the same platform. And I think we probably need a task force to determine what the categories of entry in Great Plains should be to accurately reflect our operations and all the stations that use the same categories. So I guess I'd like to make that as a motion.
Sorry, Michael, you're saying you want to make a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that the NSC recommend to the TNB that it direct that it have the executive director direct all management of all stations that use the same accounting platform, and that we create a network-wide task force to determine the categories in which information is entered into that platform so that all the stations are using the same categories for the same income and expenses so that we can generate accurate financial documents that are consistent throughout all seven units.
Hi, Michael.
Hold on, Efren. Michael, are you able to submit that in writing, or are you counting on our calls to be scribbling?
I'm sorry, I'm just on the phone. I don't.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just need to know whether I need to slow it down until he's got it or not.
Yeah, we need to slow it down. Here's what I have. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it have the executive director direct all management at all stations to use the same accounting platform, and that we create a network-wide task force to determine categories. That's what I got so far.
Can I comment?
Not until we get some language.
Ah, okay.
We need to clarify what we're
doing. I just say all units, not all stations. Hello, is that audible?
Yeah, I got that. All units. Okay, you use the same accounting platform and that we create a network-wide task force to determine categories, and it was more than that.
So that all units are using the same categories for the same expenses, and we can generate comparable financial documents. Income and expenses.
Okay, so it's the NFC recommends to the PNB that it have the executive director direct management at all units to use the same accounting platform,
and that we create a network-wide task force to determine categories so that all units are using the same categories and can generate comparable financial documents.
Transfer. I am sorry, that's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Musical interlude.
You get music from that. I get voice. I get directions.
Lucky you. it's not great music. Okay, we've got the language of the motion. I'm going to ask that we divide it, since they seem like two very different things. So the first part would be recommending that management put everyone on the same software. And the second one would be this task force business. Does anyone object to the software portion?
Hold on. That would be...
This is Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
I don't object, but I thought Efren had something to comment on. I would be interested to hear what he had to say. Sound like he's trying to say something in reference to it.
Efren, were you wanting to comment on the question of our advising management to get everyone using Great Plains?
No, my comment is this. Actually, there is really no quarrel on the recording because everybody is using cash basis for the income. And everybody also is using accrual for expenses. And everybody is using also accrual, meaning recording central services on accrual basis. So the frustration arises when somebody knows that this central services is not yet paid for so many months and he expects that the income statement should show only what has been paid. That is where the frustration starts, because income from central services as well as the expenses for central services, they are both on accrual basis.
Okay. Thank you, Efren. So returning to the motion, does anyone object on the question of advising management to get everyone on the same, the language of the motion is the same platform?
Why don't I read it?
I have an objection. I would love to speak to it.
Well, we're out of time. So that would force us to vote on it unless we have another motion for an extension.
I would ask to extend for 2 minutes.
Was that two?
Yes, dos.
Any objection to a 2-minute extension? Hearing none. Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I understand why it would be useful to have everyone using the same system. But at VA, we have a general manager who is already doing 5 different jobs. I think it's fine to... I understand the sentiment, and I think that once we have the ability to have a local business manager in New York, that it's fine to say that person should use Great Plains the way everyone else is using it. But I don't think at this point it's reasonable or practical to say to the general manager, go learn this other system. I don't think there's enough time in the day for what he already has to do. So I understand the intent, but I don't see how. I don't think it's fair for us to try to put that in place until we actually have someone in New York who's doing that work.
Michael, in a sec.
Bill.
Okay, we've got 30 seconds left on our extension. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, we have a general manager who came in the middle of everything and is doing 3 or 4 or 5 jobs and also is training herself on Great Plains and discovered discrepancies in what the business manager is recording that resulted in not having a business manager anymore because of what the general manager discovered. And I think that we have to have the whole operation on the same platform so we can understand and get correct figures everywhere and have checks and balances.
Okay. We're at time unless there's a motion to extend.
Motion to extend for 2 minutes.
Anyone object to a 2-minute extension?
Who's extending?
Nancy.
Okay. The next person I heard for STAC was Bill Crozier.
I think Michael said what I wanted to say. I don't think we should do this. I mean, I think we should insist that they all use the same platform. Excuse me. I'm in favor of the motion.
Anyone else for debate? I'll throw my two cents in. You know, the language of the motion doesn't say how fast. It doesn't say punish anyone for not being on, and it just says try to get everybody on the same system. I think we all know, you know, WBAI is operating under extreme conditions that none of us would wish on any station, and that we need to get it to somewhere better. The tricky part is figuring out how. Go ahead, Nancy.
Point of order. There's also seven parts of the motion. You divided it, and we have to vote on that, too.
I just am, you know, debating in favor of it because of the reasons that have been mentioned, and also because you can get it, if you get everybody together, you can get a reduction in how much it costs, and you can even get, like, open source software that doesn't cost anything.
Okay, so we'll go to a vote on the first part of Michael's motion. R. Paul, could you give us a reading?
The first part, as I have it, is the NFC recommends to the PNB that it have the executive director direct all management at all units to use the same accounting platform. Now, is that how you understand it?
Yes.
Okay, so let me look here.
Okay. I take it there's an objection to this from Serene based on her comments, so we'll call the roll.
Okay. So the motion is the NFC recommends to the PNB that it have the executive director direct management at all units to use the same accounting platform. Lydia Brazon.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman? Okay, 8-4-0 against, 1 abstention.
Motion passes. R. Paul, could you read the second part of Michael's motion?
Give me a second. I got to get up to the motion and record that. And the second part is... And it comes out. The second part is that we create a, I think it would be, I think this, since it followed the other one, would be the NFC recommends to the PNB. All right, NFC The NFC recommends to the PNB that it create a network-wide task force to determine categories so that all units are using the same categories and can generate comparable financial documents.
Okay. If anyone wants to debate this, I'll need a motion to extend time.
So I move to extend 3 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to extending for 3 minutes? All right, I'll open it to debate. Who's on stack?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it again. I'd like to get on stack also. Probably.